breath. There ain't a cloud in sight. It's a raining, everybody's doing a thing. And don't you know, it's a beautiful day. Hey, really, really, avenue. See how the sun shines bright in the city, on the streets where once was pretty. It's the blue sky of the living here today. Hey, Mr. Blue Sky, please tell us why you had to hide away for so long. Where did we go wrong? Mr. Blue Sky, please tell us why you had to hide away for so long. Where did we go wrong?
Is In the Know for Wednesday, May 9th, the 129th day of 2018. There are 236 days left in the year. Good morning, MB guiding you through In the Know, live at K105. 1039 The Moose, live online at K105.com and via the app from Android or Apple on your smartphone. Hashtag In the Know. Coming up today, we're going to tell you about some of the latest news headlines from around the community, around the Commonwealth, around the country. Some local tourism information to follow up on the state tourism information from yesterday. We'll also look forward to Mother's Day coming up this weekend and give you a whole host of celebrity news, plus perhaps your chance to win. That's coming up here on In the Know. Settling into my left, Rolling Mach 9 with her hair on fire. Is my beautiful wife, the beautiful girl. It's Beach. Good morning, sweetheart.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm good.
As a mom, do you have a favorite age so far that it is to parent?
Absolutely.
What is that age?
Birth to about three.
Birth to about three. A recent poll asked moms what your favorite age for raising kids. The most memorable years are, not surprisingly, those first 12 months, and then 4 to 7 year olds in second place, and then young teens come in dead last.
I can see that.
Right, the young teens, like the older teens, get a little bit better, but the young teens, a little bit challenging. Yes,
I agree.
Very good. Let's see. She's the pride of Pumpkin Center, the heiress to the great Minnie Burger fortune. She's Vera Wang's arch nemesis and the professional bargain hunter's woman of the year. She's Misty Embry Thomas.
Hey.
How's Misty?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well. I rested well. I'm almost confident you rested well.
Yes.
Knowing that we're out of the Iran deal.
Yes.
And things are going well with North Korea. That Did you feel a lot better?
Yes, that, and I had to take 2 Benadryl last night. Because you see the bottom lip today? I accidentally ate a pecan twirl. I've been eating these my whole life.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
I forgot I have this new tree nut allergy thing.
This tree nut allergy thing that you've become, has become front and center
in
your
life. If my life wasn't bizarre, I wouldn't be good for radio, right?
That's true. If you don't have any stories to tell, you're of little value.
There's nothing to pay me for.
So 2 Benadryls and that kept
And an Iran deal. Yeah.
And an Iran deal.
I slept well.
That's right. Well, good news. The freed hostages are on the way home with Pompeo and expected to land back in Washington. They're in Japan now. I think they'll be back on U.S. soil tomorrow morning about 2. The Iran deal, those of us who were not big fans of the Obama administration knew that the deal that the Obama administration and John Kerry had struck with Iran, that was pro-Iran and not pro-the United States.
It was really weird.
So I'm not surprised. And remember, there was a big payment, mysteriously, we don't pay to have hostages freed, but accidentally we left millions and millions of dollars on the side of the road, and lo and behold, some hostages got freed. Plus, we gave Iran access to the banking system, the global banking system. We said no more to that. But more importantly, by the United States getting out of the Iran deal, it will send a message to North Korea saying,
We don't play like that.
We're not. The deal we're about to do with you, if you don't live up to your end of the bargain, we will also get out of it, and we'll be back to calling you Little Rocket Man.
Right. The nickname sticks.
That's subject to change.
T-shirts will be made for all Americans.
At a moment's notice. The man who led the Grayson County Sheriff's Office on a high-speed pursuit from Caneyville through Breckinridge County has been indicted by a Grayson County grand jury. The grand jury indicted 29-year-old Eric Howard of Paducah on 10 charges stemming from the March 8 incident where he fled Grayson County deputies in a stolen SUV. You'll remember this started in Caneyville. They pulled over, and this gentleman allegedly wouldn't show his hands as law enforcement approached, and they feel like law enforcement, he was trying to lure law enforcement closer, and then he fled the scene, went up 79 into Breckinridge County, and eventually it all came to an end. But you can, if you missed the story back in March, you can read about it at K105.com this morning. But he was given a $15,000 bond, and he's not currently listed as an inmate at the Grayson County Detention Center, but has been indicted by a GC grand jury. We told you yesterday that tourism revenues in the Commonwealth surpassed $15 billion for the first time, thanks to a 4% increase. There's some local information out today. The Kentucky Department of Travel and Tourism has released numbers for Grayson County that show a 73% increase in tourism spending in the county over the last 5 years.
Wow.
According to the data, tourism spending in Grayson County in 2013 was $15 million. But in 2017, it was $26 million, which is an increase of over $11 million. The report says visitors to Grayson County spent a combined $72,000 a day in 2017, generated $12,000 in state and local taxes, tax revenues daily. Travel and Tourism said the report said in the report that tourism in Grayson County produced $9 million in worker income last year and $563,000 in local tax revenues. Now, that's not the largest year-to-year leap in tourism. From 14 to 15, tourism went from $17.6 million to $22.2 million, which is a jump of about 25%. I mean, it's another big increase. But 73% in 5 years is a huge amount, and I am curious now to know what all goes into that figure.
Mm-hmm.
What all are we earmarking as tourism dollars?
Sure.
Because, think of it this way. We used to have a joint county-city tourism, and then the county didn't want to go down the road that the city wanted a restaurant tax. The county didn't want any part of that.
Mm-hmm.
So the city, so basically they split it up. They said, now we have a county tourism, now we have a city tourism. Technically, county dollars spent in the city could be considered as tourism.
Right.
Because where you are, if you're Litchfield tourism, from your city limit, anything outside that, you're inviting people into the area. So, again, because that sounds like just a huge amount. I understand what the Litchfield Aquatic Center has done. I understand perhaps what the fiddling contest has done, those types of things. But considering we have had no major expansion in our hotelier industry, our motel industry is still the worst in the world.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Cave City does better than we do.
Mohawk Motel.
Right. So
we could just get one here.
That's exactly right. So my what do we have to attribute to other than an accounting method for such an increase over a 5 year period? Again, some of the things that we're starting to see that have happened in the last 5 years haven't really taken root yet.
Mm-hmm.
So what's to account for that big number? So, again, I like the number. I think, hey, that's great. But I'm thinking, open Six Flags.
Well, I wonder how much our walking trail, you know, the new walking trail and the painted rocks, people coming in to kind of hang out there. But that's a large number for some of those things.
It's that ticket booth.
It's
that dang ticket booth. That we spent
$12,000
on. Yeah.
So people have been sticking all that money, and they went and they gathered it and counted it. Oh, mystery solved.
I want to take a little closer look at the numbers. Again, excited, and it's an impressive number.
It's an increase, even if the numbers.
But I'm just a little, in my curious nature, I think.
I didn't see that many strangers in town.
Yeah. Is there a theme park we're missing somewhere?
there a Six Flags I've not gotten to go to?
Does Alison Krauss show up at the Opry every Friday night and I missed it? Like, no. I don't know. I don't get it. Maybe somebody will explain it to me.
Yep. Well, I'm pretty sure somebody will. I'm lost in math again.
That's the other thing, too. That headline I was noticing this morning, it says $27 million. It says tourism spending rapidly rising. By the way, that's not the amount of money that tourism is spending. That's the amount of money that we're generating in the county from... Because I saw a lot of people... I saw some people express, like, frowny faces over that headline, and I thought...
Do you understand?
This is good. I mean,
you didn't read the story.
This is a good... That's right. You read the headline, not the story.
Do you think it's people visiting loved ones in jail? I mean, that would be... That creates tourism, right?
Could be.
As long as they don't stay.
That's why we should build
just
a...
Just hanging out?
Motel 6 next to Hotel 3-6.
They leave the light on them.
63. Yeah, they party around the clock. They never even turn the light out. 63,000 pounds of unused medicines were collected in three states during the drug take-back two weekends ago.
Okay, where does that go?
I guess it's destroyed.
How? Like, I wonder, because I know you cannot put it, can't flush it down the toilet, it gets into our water system.
They grind it all up. They make cannonballs and aim them at North Korea.
Okay. Well, at least we have an answer.
That's how it works. Speaking of drugs, UK has received a $4.9 million grant to study opioid use by pregnant women. They have been awarded a $4.9 million contract for research and expansion of a treatment program for pregnant women with opioid use disorder. The Perinatal Assistance and Treatment Home Program, Pathways is what it's called, hopes to have a dozen sites throughout central and eastern Kentucky where women can receive access to specialized help close to home. With funds from the Patient-Centered Outcomes Research Institute, Dr. Agatha Critchfield and her team will provide two elements of the Pathways program in rural Kentucky. You know, I being somewhat naive, I often think, it's like, oh, well, when women get pregnant, they know they really shouldn't do drugs. Well, addiction doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
You know, you just
people
say, oh, I'm pregnant, I'm
not
going to be a drug addict now.
Do drugs.
So it's sad that we have to have that, but... Good that hopefully people who need help will get it. That's what I'm trying to say. Governor Bevin, at it again. I felt bad for him during the Pegasus Parade last week because he walked in the Pegasus Parade.
It was a bold move.
And I thought,
come out in public.
Well, not only were you wearing a hot pink blazer with Pegasus printed all over it. You're moving at foot speed, so you know you're subjecting yourself to a, you know, the highest level of booze per capita.
Yeah.
So
maybe he was banking on most of the people there had flown in and were not natives.
Right. Then on Twitter this morning, I noticed that he said some of our people. He shared a video. Some of our people wanted to pay tribute to the role that teachers have played in their lives. This just seems ironic. Like, you're over here saying, hey, teachers.
He probably shouldn't utter the word teacher ever again in his life.
Wait till Governor's Appreciation Week. You're not going to get many flowers from at least the teachers. And then he's at it again yesterday. He called Judge Shepard in Franklin County an incompetent hack.
I heard the.
He was on a radio station in Cincinnati on Monday. And he's mad at Governor Shepard, Judge Shepard, and maybe rightly so, because Shepard ruled against him because the Bevin's attorneys had asked that some of the people from the Attorney General's office needed to testify in the pension lawsuit because of the counsel that they were getting. Governor Bevin is basically saying that Judge Shepard was over here guiding Bashir through how to be victorious in a lawsuit that he's supposedly hearing both sides from.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's wrong if that's happening. But, sir, Griswold, you didn't do yourself any favors last year when you went on the offensive and called this guy a political hack. You know, you might not have liked what he had to say, and I understand not liking what people have to say. But the way that in which you disagree sometimes is important, especially if you give any consideration that at some point in time in your life, your paths may cross again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then there's that.
Right. It's one of those things where you drop the mic on your way out the door and say, I'll never have to deal with you ever again. I can say whatever I want. But judges don't quite work that way. Mm-hmm. And so he started making a case that Kentucky should look at changing the way that they place their judges on the bench. Well, whether it's a governor I like, a governor I love, a governor I dislike, a governor I can't stand, I don't want a governor having that much authority
right.
in appointing judges. We're supposed to have a system of checks and balances, right. and the judiciary is one, the administrative is one, the executive, and the legislature is one. And you don't need the executive one having control over the judiciary.
Mm-hmm.
And why he doesn't under... I didn't hear him say the governor should get to pick them, but it runs downhill at some point in time. If the governor gets to pick the board who picks them, it's the same thing vis-a-vis.
Right.
So... I don't know. Someone asked me yesterday, I said, you know, I've still not ruled out genius or idiot. I have moments. I swing all the way over here and go, that's a genius move.
Mm-hmm.
And then I go over to the other side and go, you idiot. What are you doing? Don't you know
genius.
People are... I like the pink blazer, actually.
And he opened his mouth.
And, you know, I've been around him a couple of times, mm-hmm. well enough, but doesn't he know people are out to get him? And he makes it so easy.
Yeah, don't put a target on your back.
Here's a loaded revolver. Matter of fact, I'm even going to point it at self as I hand it to you.
And put on a bright pink blazer so you don't miss me.
And look at this Target logo on my back.
Shoot. The pink.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I am doing a whole lot of shaking my head these days.
Listen, I have a dear friend who, her husband has lost his job in government and, you know, my heart breaks for her because I'm trying to keep faith in the government system right now, and it's dwindling.
You were in Frankfurt some during the last session. Have you ever met a lady named Donna Mayfield? She's from Winchester, and she's been serving that 73rd House District for a long time. While you were gone, she announced during a public forum she's out.
Really?
Okay. She said, and matter of fact, Secretary Grimes has received her paperwork withdrawing from the race. So she's an incumbent who says politics in Frankfurt have become too vicious.
Yeah.
There's too much attacking going on. Families of legislators are being threatened. There's vandalism. There are all those things. And so she is out.
You know, I'd said that was going on, and I had some people say, no, it's not. And I'm like, yes, families are being attacked, I'm telling you.
The ex-president of the University of Louisville, who is being sued by the University of Louisville, thinks that the school should cover his legal costs.
Okay, what?
So, John Ramsey, mm-hmm. who had his own mm-hmm. little gravy train running there.
Didn't he, though?
Yeah, major.
Mm-hmm.
And so he got ousted. Remember, he had such a great job. He was the president of the university and the president of the foundation.
Yes.
So basically he had control of every dollar.
Yes. It was good to be him.
He
good to
probably
be Ramsey.
Got a cut from the cafeteria.
Probably
well, however many hamburgers they sold that day, said, well, I'm going to need a cut of that.
I mean, the local churches were probably giving him some
probably
tithe,
just
right?
taking it right off the top. I need to know what the parking gate was for today. I'll take my cut of that. So he got ousted, and now U of L probing into all the things, and mysteriously hard drives don't work anymore, and et cetera, et cetera. But he's decided he may be so destitute, and he's going to need U of L to cover his legal fees.
Oh, that is a real jackwagon move.
That's rich, isn't
that
it?
That is. That really just completely exposes who he thinks he is.
That's right. A two-out, bases-loaded walk in the bottom of the seventh inning drove in the only run of the game last night at Ohio County as the Eagles beat Grayson County 1-0. The game was a pitcher's duel from the start. Ohio County senior Erica Lambert, a Brescia signee, struck out the first 9 batters she faced before giving up a fourth-inning single. Lambert allowed just 3 hits and struck out 11. Losing pitcher Embry Thorpe allowed just 4 hits while striking out 6. The Cougars are now 10-8 for the season. And the team tennis season came to an end yesterday in the third region tournament. But at least Gorby and one other qualify for a state competition next week. So that'll be in Lexington. And good news if you're Misty Thomas today.
Oh, yeah. Well, listen, I need some.
You will get an extra special Mother's Day gift.
Okay.
Because you are the mother of three.
Mm-hmm.
According to a new survey of 7,000 U.S. mothers, mothers of three children stress more than moms of one or two, mm-hmm. and more than moms of four or more.
You know why?
Oh, yeah. Why? I get this.
Mm-hmm. Well, because you have, when you have three, you only have two hands. Mm-hmm. When you have four or more, then they can sync up and do this.
You can
your oldest one.
Yes.
Yeah.
You can deputize.
You delegate. Okay, you go get that one. A big one. Go get the little one.
Yeah. Yeah. So something about moms of three.
My grandmother said three was the hardest because at four, one started taking care of four, two took care of five, three took care of six.
Yeah. Schoolhouse Rock told me that three is a magic number.
No. There was nothing magical about it.
We got to get to a break. Be back with more here on In the Know.
I'll tell you, there's a reason they make time. Have never and the only word you'll ever need to know, life is wild.
Sturgeon. In the Know, brought to you in part by Whoop-De-Doo Design on the Square in Litchfield. They are in the middle of, almost literally in the middle of, Staff and Teacher Appreciation Week in our schools and Nurse Appreciation Week as well. Today is specifically School Nurse Day. So if you want to celebrate in kind, you can do that. And anything you need. Mother's Day. Of course, people are really thinking about Mother's Day later in the week here. And they can help at Whoop-De-Doo Design on the Square in Litchfield, where, don't forget, our Instagram contest. You use the hashtag on Instagram, Twin Lakes Best Mom. Post a photo of you and your mom with the hashtag Twin Lakes Best Mom, and you could win a Vera Bradley Carson Crossbody from Whoop-De-Doo Design on Friday afternoon. It is also Bike to School Day. I mean, we never had the luxury of doing that when I was a kid and biking to school. It was, you know, on the rare occasion that I got to take my bike and be in the Caneyville Parade, I thought that was a real treat. It just seemed odd. Right. It's like, mm-hmm. my bicycle is not at home. Yeah. It's actually on a street.
Right.
You know,
it's just breaking the law.
When you live out in the country, it was different. It's also, I told you, it's School Nurse Day. It mm-hmm. is Lost Sock Memorial Day.
Yeah.
I have a feeling if you were to get down behind our dryer,
mm-hmm. yep.
I bet there are 45 socks back there mm-hmm. that have landed back there one at a time.
I agree.
That's my guess. Except that number might be reduced by half because I had to replace the vent pipe about a year ago, which got cleaned up back there. So
socks infestated.
Although I think probably there's a reasonable chance you could catch about one a week back there. So yeah. We might be back up to 52 already.
Well, I'm going to go with if you have a teenager in the house under their bed.
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I don't check there. Mm-hmm.
I don't know that those are necessarily lost.
No, they're hidden, so they don't have to bring
they're
laundry
out of sight.
Down.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yep. The ones behind the dryer have a greater chance to just be lost.
Yeah.
Because
I don't know. I'll get behind the dryer before I rake under the bed.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Well, that's true.
You could be harmed under the bed. Dryer's just
our dog is also part squirrel, mm-hmm. and she squirrels items of clothing underneath the bed.
Gotcha.
So
you've got odds stacked against you all. Dryer, yeah. dog, and teenager.
Right. You can blame it on an octogenarian dog as well.
You just got to invest in flip-flops. Crocs for the whole family. Sock-free
there,
Crocs.
By the way, there have been a couple pairs of Crocs in the house.
That's true.
Over the last month or so, and I have expressed my disdain for them each time I see them.
You brought down the value of the house.
That's right. There goes
Here's
the neighborhood.
There's one pair that actually have eyes on them. That's great.
I just look at them and say, that's a Croc. That's what I do.
This is a Croc.
So you all ready for Mother's Day on Sunday?
Actually,
Not really.
No.
Okay, it's coming on Sunday, whether you want it to or not.
Yeah.
This is your opportunity to express any requests that you may have. Do you have any requests for Mother's Day?
No, I can't.
Other than to get through your message that you're giving?
Yes, I have to. Yes, I'm speaking at a church. I just would like for God to go ahead and deliver that so I could feel better about that.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, this is me publicly praying. Could you go ahead and download?
Is that Amazon Prime eligible?
Yeah. I checked last night. It's not.
No.
No.
Your sermon is not available on Prime?
It was not. No, I looked. Hmm. I even looked behind the dryer.
Maybe
wasn't
it's on,
there either.
Maybe it's on Audible.
I don't know. So.
Do you have any requests for Sunday?
No, I don't. Just to get through it would be nice.
All right. Well, that shouldn't require too much effort.
Could go ahead and buy my mama's gift, too.
Exactly.
So I could get that off. She's pretty easy to please.
And prepare the food that I need to take and
you need
so
a
on
gift.
And so forth.
So what you want for Mother's Day is a gift buying service.
Yes.
It would be good. I know I probably could do that Amazon Prime.
I have a feeling that it would be, you know, I have always shared about youth athletics.
Mm-hmm.
I have a theory that parents should not be able to watch their own children compete in youth athletics. They should have to go and watch other people's kids. So you have this rotation.
Right.
Because parents have a tendency to ruin youth athletics because they're trying to live vicariously and they put too much pressure on their kids.
Yes.
And then they want to get in fights with the umpires mm-hmm. and things like that. And I'm saying that if you just go watch somebody else's kids, you're like,
rational.
Who cares? So this could be a great thing for moms because especially moms your all's age.
Mm-hmm.
Is that you still have a lot of obligation for your mothers on Mother's Day. And so you're less likely to be able to enjoy it. So that might be the real gift. Instead of you having to buy for your mom and you having to buy for your mom, you buy for each other's moms, and that way you can blame it on her.
We're being set up here.
No, I'm just saying.
I'm not
just
sure it's not a bad idea.
Okay.
I mean,
all right.
It's a white elephant Mother's Day.
I tell you what, your mom come with me to church.
She would, yeah. Okay, good.
She'll do it.
Good. And I'll go and eat at your mom's house.
You're going to love it.
I didn't realize until I read through pages and pages of restaurants and businesses that have Mother's Day freebies and offers this week.
Really?
Of course, don't go near a restaurant on Sunday. You can just forget it.
Don't go getting the E. coli in Louisville. Don't take your mom out on Mother's Day. She could think you're setting her up to get her sick.
That's true. She might think you're trying to off her.
Yeah.
But anyway, I read over all those. I didn't realize that so many businesses. Because
they do that for birthday, but not Mother's Day.
I guess that makes sense, except I would have thought, you know, most of the time there's a reason restaurants do kids eat free on Tuesdays, because mm-hmm. that's because nobody comes there on Tuesdays.
Right. Sure.
Why are they begging people to come on Mother's Day? They're going to be busy anyway.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Well, I don't know. I'd like to see a list of the restaurants. Maybe they're not.
Maybe not. Maybe the ones that have the greatest specials are the ones that have the least business.
We talked about those two steakhouses yesterday up the road.
One with the empty parking lot, one not at rush hour.
You kind of wonder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Somebody got into some bad at that one.
And then they wrote it on the wall.
A Racine, Wisconsin woman experienced some pain at the pump when she tried to fill her car at the new BP gas station that has yet to open on the corner of West Ryan Road and South Howell Avenue in Oak Creek. Now, this is where it kind of gets interesting. According to a police report, the woman came to the police station on May the 4th to report that she pumped 6 gallons of gasoline into her vehicle and was charged more than $60.
Yikes.
When the woman went into the store, a clerk told her that the gas station was not yet open for business. She indicated that she went to the BP just before noon that day, got 6.468 gallons of gasoline at $9.99 per gallon for a total of $64.67. The woman told the clerk and later police that she did not realize the price sign was not on, nor that the store was not open. When she realized that the price was $9.99 a gallon, she stopped filling her vehicle. Police said she wanted to dispute the charge on her credit card and also with her bank. That's about her only option.
Yeah.
So, my question is this. When a store is getting ready to go live,
mm-hmm.
when you got a convenience store that's not technically open yet, but you have these companies that come in and ready all of their systems, like they haven't actually hung out the proverbial open sign,
right?
But yet systems are functional, and they might even be doing some testing. Do you think these companies come through and set the price per gallon at $9.99, thinking that will be the deterrent when you walk up to the pump and say, if I went and tried to pump gas here, I'd see that it was $10 a gallon and say, oh, no, I'm not doing that.
Mm-hmm. Maybe so.
So who's responsible here? Is the store to blame or is the lady to blame because she didn't pay close enough attention?
No, every time it is personal responsibility for me. Every time. You have to be aware of your surroundings. You have to be aware of what's going on. If it didn't light up, you may want to stop and say, what am I paying? You can never make the assumption that it's going to fall in that 230 to 270 range we're seeing right now.
Right.
It's everyday personal responsibility.
I would also think that there were some telltale signs.
Sure.
If you roll up to this gas station, and there's not even a drop of oil on the concrete.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everything is spick and span. There are no other people there pumping gas.
Right.
To me, that would be out of the ordinary enough that it might prompt me to raise a question or two and say, hey, what's going on here? Wait, is this my own private store?
Right.
Does this business exist only for me?
It's personal responsibility.
And your convenience.
You cannot get mad when something like that happens.
Yeah. All right. So this tree nut allergy that you have, correct? Yeah. Did I get it right?
Apparently. Only in my lips.
Okay. And but you're treating that with Benadryl. Mm-hmm. Have you looked up any non-conventional or unconventional treatments for this yet?
No. I've had steroid shots.
A lot of people take to the internet to come up with ways to fix things, right?
Yeah, they do.
Here's a list of bad health advice that's going around the internet. Don't try any of these before checking with a professional, and maybe not even then. Because there are some professionals that will tell you about anything.
Right.
Just because they're professional doesn't mean they're any good at it.
Right. They may have self-proclaimed.
Just because you can get paid to do it doesn't mean you're worth it. Using dental floss to remove moles. Have you seen this?
No. You have? Have you done this?
I've heard of string, but not dental floss. It's the same.
Yeah. And so just for the record, only use floss for the reason it was invented. And that's to sit in the medicine cabinet.
To give away free.
Getting flat abs in 10 minutes. Countless Instagram posts, YouTube videos, and online articles promise to deliver a workout, in some cases just one exercise, that'll give you a flat stomach in minutes a day. It can't happen.
Why do I feel like X-Lax is attached to that?
Right, exactly. Yeah. Drinking charcoal to detox. Don't do that.
No, don't do that. Charcoal is not good for you. In fact, they use charcoal to get you to vomit after an accident.
One of the side effects is gastrointestinal disturbance.
You think? Yeah. That'll give you flat abs real quick. Like
gastrointestinal disturbance, also think of volcanoes on the Big Island of Hawaii.
I mean,
you just never know quite where they're going to erupt.
Well, you don't.
Washing your mouth out with oil. The claim is that swishing an expensive coconut oil around in your mouth for 5 to 20 minutes will pull toxins from your gums and teeth.
Oil pulling. I do have people who do this.
Who has 5 to 20 minutes to do that?
Well, it's so actually like gum. I've seen people where their gums are healthier, but I think it's just because they literally just the oil pulling cleaned in between their teeth where they're not flossing.
They say this is probably won't hurt you, but experts say it won't help you. But this is something that like Gwyneth Paltrow has been pitching.
Yeah.
Sipping raw water. Untreated water?
Mm-mm, no.
No.
You've seen what slides off?
Just get a bucket of E. coli if you want to do that.
Just go on to Louisville and eat.
Popping pimples the right way? Dermatologists say you shouldn't do that at all.
We can't stop them.
Yeah, you're not talking people out of it. And then finally, resting your colon. One dietitian says a juice cleanse is the worst piece of advice on the internet. And you should do the opposite. You should eat high-fiber fruits and vegetables, probiotics, and beans. And that classic warning that you give, don't try this at work.
Yeah.
You can try it at home.
Please.
Don't try it at work.
Don't do that. Don't drink the charcoal.
Sure. We've got to get you a break. Be back with more here on In the Know.
So let it shine.
15% of Google searches are for things that have never been Googled before. So just less than 1 in 5 Google searches are for something that's... I continue to remain really impressed with when I go to search on, for something on Google, mm-hmm. how suggestive and yeah. accurate it is. Mm-hmm. Sometimes when there's not even a good context word.
Right.
And I think, wait a minute, this thing is like everything. This has been listening. Mm-hmm. Like I was having a conversation and said, well, I'm going to look that up.
And you get like 4 letters
and
in.
And it says, mm-hmm. what is the true meaning of life?
Yeah.
you know,
yeah.
Like,
it all
just,
of a sudden it knows what you
but,
were
so 16%,
about.
16 out of 100 searches are for something that has not been searched for
that
before.
Seems high.
It does
in
seem
2018.
High for this mm-hmm. number of years later mm-hmm. because there aren't that many new things.
Right.
You know, so here's what we're going to do. I'm going to give you about 30 seconds to excuse yourself if you don't want to hear an NCIS spoiler. So the big pivotal moment in the history of the NCIS show last night, going to give you 30 seconds to get out of here. You can come back in about 60 seconds. Fair enough?
Sure. Okay.
So again, an NCIS spoiler is coming up. If you don't want to hear it, get lost. All right. If you're interested in going to the Corvette Museum before Sunday comes and goes, we have 4 tickets to the special exhibit at the National Corvette Museum. It's the history of transportation in Kentucky, something you could do with your mom. Again, it ends on Sunday. So if you want these, just call 270-259-6000. No contest or anything, but these are going to expire, and we have them. So if you have an interest in these 4 passes to the Corvette Museum exhibit thing before Sunday comes and goes, then just give us a call, 270-259-6000, and they're yours. Thrilled. Okay, again, NCIS spoiler is getting ready to come to your ears if you don't avoid it. They handled it perfectly.
I agree.
They didn't kill her.
Okay.
She was shot.
Okay.
She spent some time in the hospital. She recovered. She got out in time. She did have a coworker. So in that incident, they did kill off a character.
Okay.
Not one of the longtime characters, but one who was pretty endearing.
Yeah.
He was an MI6 agent. Carlton Reeves was his name. And so he's gone, and she was so moved because he defended her. There was a hit put out on her. She felt so responsible that she decided to take his life's work, his goals that he wanted to do, his life's mission, and she decided she was going to drop her interests and she was going to fulfill his dreams because he wanted to help people. And she decided that would be her path going forward in life. And so she left NCIS. And I thought, brilliant.
Well done.
Okay. Now, if you just came back, the spoiler's not over. Okay. Well, I will tell you, it's no secret Polly Perrette was leaving the show. So,
right, right.
So from here on out, we'll not talk about how she left the show. But over the weekend, I gained some information that supposedly Polly Perrette's decision to leave the show had to do with Mark Harmon's bulldog. There was an incident on the set last fall, and one of the crew members was roughhousing with the dog, and the dog attacked the crew member.
Oh, no.
And she took offense and didn't want the dog on the set anymore. Mark Harmon's the executive producer of the show and the star of the show.
Okay.
He wouldn't give in. She said, I'm leaving the show. Now, I didn't think too much about that until I went back and realized they have not been in a scene together since last fall. This entire season, they have not had a scene together, and they didn't have a scene together last night.
And that's highly unusual.
They made it
they
look.
They were very close.
They made it
before.
Exactly. They made it look like they were in the same room together one time, but they were not. And so I believe the story on the dog.
Huh. That's interesting.
I really do. Good or bad news, I'm not sure, but Bill and Ted 3 is a done deal. Keanu Reeves and Alex Winter are officially returning to Bill and Ted for their most excellent adventure.
Really? Still, all these years later? Do people even know who Bill and Ted are outside of our age group?
No, not really.
No.
What else to tell you about that you have to see? Oh, Prince Charles is so determined. So Prince Charles doesn't like Fergie.
Okay.
Not National Anthem Fergie. Not Black Eyed Peas Fergie. The Sarah, the Duchess of York or whatever
gotcha.
She is.
I was going to say, I don't like Fergie either.
He doesn't like her so much that he has made sure that she doesn't have an invitation to the wedding reception after the royal wedding.
When's the wedding?
The 19th. It's a week from Saturday. But, like, talk about carrying a grudge. That was a long time ago.
Wowza.
And he's determined. Adele had her 30th birthday party the other night.
Okay.
And it was Titanic themed.
Oh.
And she was dressed like Rose.
Okay.
And to culminate the evening, she sang My Heart Will Go On to her birthday party attendees, right?
So is there an album?
Exactly.
It's time for an album.
I guess that's going to be on her next album, or at least I hope so. So good looking on Adele there. I had a list of silly cover songs. Maybe we'll get to it next. It's kind of, these are groups that should not cover specific songs.
Okay, very good.
Make sense?
Yep.
Got to get to a break. Come back with more here on In the Know.
We were born before the wind. Also younger than the sun. Yeah, the bonnie boat was won as we sail into the mystic.
MB's point to ponder for today. Where
do sailors cry?
Park rangers smell go to get away from it all.
Feel the sky.
Right.
When park rangers need a vacation, like, park ranger says, I got to get away from the hustle and bustle.
I don't know.
Where can they go?
I don't know. Vacationless life.
Yeah, they just go sit in the middle of the intersection at South Main and the byway.
Maybe they're looking for energy.
That's their idea.
I've got to get away from the solitude.
Vacation. Exactly right. Let's see. The Golden State Warriors closed out the Pelicans last night. Not surprised. But the Anthony Davis, Darius Miller, Rajon Rondo, DeMarcus Cousins was hurt, not playing, but his team, they got closed out. Also, the Houston Rockets closed out the Jazz last night. Now it comes down to the Celtics. They will probably close out the 76ers tonight. So those are some of the things that are on television. Also, late night tonight, 2 Chainz is on Jimmy Kimmel. And I mention it because 2 Chainz is recently engaged, proposed at the Met Gala the other night. Jimmy Fallon has J-Lo. Gayle King is on Stephen Colbert. Heidi Klum is on James Corden. And on Survivor tonight, Ghost Island, a giant game of bumper cars. Well, that sounds riveting.
Hmm.
How do you play giant game of bumper cars on a deserted island? I don't really get it.
What I was wondering.
Oh, here are silly cover songs. These are songs that should not be covered by the... I like cover songs. I like when bands do covers of other bands. Whitney Carman was talking about Foo Fighters last week. They did some covers. They, you know, did some covers of songs that, oh, yeah, that's good.
But I need you to change the song. I don't just want to hear you do it in the same over rendition.
Right.
I want you to change it up.
So, for instance, Who Let the Dogs Out by Cat Stevens. Cat Stevens should not sing Who Let the Dogs Out.
Who originally sang Who Let the Dogs Out?
The Baha Men.
That's right. That's right.
Who, by the way, have been booked to play at Eat to the Beat at Disney World this fall during their Food and Wine Festival at Epcot.
Mm-hmm.
They're at the American Gardens Theater. Yep. They have Eat to the Beat. And I saw the schedule the other day, and the Baha Men are scheduled to perform. And I thought, are they going to do one song 12 times?
Right. What else you got? Well,
they perform 3 shows a day.
At the House of Blues in Disney Springs, George Clinton was there. And I said, I think he sang Who Let the Dogs Out. And I said, no, I don't think that's right. What did George Clinton sing?
Atomic Dog.
Yes, there you go. I knew it was about a dog.
Right.
The man had a dog.
The song, I don't like Mondays by the Sundays.
Of course you don't like Mondays.
That's
the only song they could sing.
Hot Stuff by Coldplay.
Yeah. No.
I don't want to hear Chris Martin singing, looking for some hot stuff.
I think you just did that on Barbershop Guy.
Man Eater by Fine Young Cannibals.
That's my favorite.
Oh, here she comes. Don't Worry, Be Happy by Dire Straits.
Yeah, there you go. No.
See, they leave that to Bobby McFerrin. I Can See Clearly Now by Blind Melon.
These are great.
If I Had a Hammer by Nine Inch Nails. The Tide Is High by Frank Ocean. And any Kansas song by Toto. Like, Toto can't sing Kansas songs.
No, cannot. No. Those are great. I appreciate who took the time to put those together.
You're looking at him. Hello. Yeah. Today's highlight in history, this date, 1958, the movie Vertigo by Alfred Hitchcock, starring James Stewart and Kim Novak, premiered in San Francisco, which is where the movie is set. So it gave it a little extra eeriness. In 1936, Italy annexed Ethiopia. What else? Television was described as a vast wasteland state in 1961, and now we have 400 channels of it. In 1994, South Africa's newly elected parliament chose Nelson Mandela to be the country's first black president. Hillary Clinton had a bad day 10 years ago today.
Just one.
She went from odds-on favorite to get the presidential nomination by the Democratic Party to being a distant number two. Because Barack Obama got big wins on election day, which would have been 10 years ago yesterday. So she went into the day thinking, I'm going to be president.
Right.
And she woke up the next day going, Barack Obama. Newman. And 1 year ago today, President Trump abruptly fired FBI Director James Comey. Birthdays today. Candace Bergen is 72. Billy Joel is 69. EPA Administrator and fellow Kentuckian Scott Pruitt is 50 today. What else? No more birthdays, if there are any gone but not forgottens. I know Mike Wallace was born this date in 1918, the infamous CBS reporter. Mike Wallace. See if we can rustle up some chart toppers. 1964.
Nothing you can take and tear me away from my God.
My God.
Nothing you can do, cause I'm stuck like glue to my God.
No Mary Wells.
No.
You don't like Mary Wells?
Yeah, no. What else you got?
I think that was the one Wells sister I didn't go to school with.
Is it right?
Yeah. Charlie Rich. 1973.
She never makes a scene by hanging all over me in a crowd.
Who does he look like?
Am I supposed to know this?
No, I'm wondering. Oh. There's something about Charlie Rich when I look at him, I think.
Well, he looks like he's just ridden off the set of Little House on the Prairie, for sure.
Yeah.
Maybe Charles Ingalls' brother we never met.
Maybe. Charles Ingalls' black sheep brother.
Yes, that's what it is. He was always behind closed doors when he came on the set.
Right, he was lurking behind doorways.
And when we get behind closed doors, when she lets her hair hang out.
Yeah, got to get all those bobby pins out.
Yes,
of the way.
Yeah, that takes a while. Good grief.
Those bobby pins hide everywhere. Nearly impossible to get to them all.
There's more. Need a metal detector in the bedroom.
1982.
We live together in perfect.
Look how young they both look.
I know, right?
My piano, keyboard, oh Lord, why don't
if they would throw Joe Piscopo down in the middle of that.
Oh.
And Eddie Murphy.
We all know that people are the same wherever you go. There is good and bad in everyone.
Oh, Stevie.
Oh, you were blind as a bat. And I have
some. Kids, if you've never seen that classic SNL skit, you got to go look it up.
You
got to see Joe Piscopo as Frank Sinatra.
Mm-hmm.
And Eddie Murphy as Stevie Wonder. Parodying Ebony and Ivory. High five. I Like the Way. In 1991. 89, 90, 91. They had a template, right?
Yeah. I mean, that was it. They pumped out the same template.
They had a recipe.
For success.
And they,
yep.
Yeah. By the way, I heard an interview with the New Kids on the Block in the last 6 months. And Donnie Wahlberg talks about how when they were early on, this is, you know, before they had videos and things, they would show up to play in clubs and get booed that they weren't black.
Really?
Because they would hear them, like people would hear them on the radio and make the assumption. And then they show up like, who are these white guys from Southie?
Kids?
Right? Because they were on the south side of Boston.
Oh, that's
funny. And so
funny.
It was weird to hear that. Like they would get booed. Macy Gray was number one. 18 years ago today.
Wow, John. I try to say goodbye and I choke. I try to walk away and I stumble. Oh, right? That was
9 years ago today.
I mean, I was on stage and everything in my head.
Lady Stephanie.
Yeah, I don't like this one.
Lady Gaga. All right, anything you all need to share before we go?
I don't think so. My lips are too fat.
All right. Have an extra Benadryl.
Thanks.
MB's Pearl of Wisdom for today. Comparison is the thief of joy. Comparison is the thief of joy. MB's Pearl of Wisdom for today. Look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow for another edition of our show. For Misty Thomas, for Beej, I'm MB, and now you're in the know.